Deuteronomy chapter 33. And this is the blessing with which Moses, a man of God, blessed the sons of Israel before his death. And he said, The Lord came from Sinai, and he arose to them from Seir. He shone from Mount Paran, and he came from tens of thousands of holy ones. On his right-hand side was a fiery mandate for them. He very much loves the various peoples. All his holy ones are in your hand. And they are set down at your feet, where one is elevated by your discourses. Moses commanded us a law, a legacy of the convocation of Jacob. And he became king in Jeshurun, where the heads of the people were gathered, together with the tribes of Israel. May Reuben live and not die, and may his men not be few in number. Now this is concerning Judah, and he said, Hear, O Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. May his abilities be of great service to him, and may you be a help from his adversaries. And concerning Levi, he said, May your Thummim and Urim be with your gracious man, whom you tested at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah. And he said concerning his father and his mother, I have not seen him, and he did not recognize his brothers, nor know his son. For they kept your word and maintained your covenant. They will teach your judgments to Jacob and your law to Israel. They will put incense to your nose and a complete burnt offering on your altar. Bless, O Lord, his wealth, and accept the works of his hands. Crush the loins of those who rise up against him, and those who hate him, so that they cannot rise up. Concerning Benjamin, he said, The beloved of the Lord will dwell in safety with him, as he protects him all day, and he dwells between his shoulders. And concerning Joseph, he said, May his land be blessed by the Lord, with the preciousness of heaven, with dew, and with the depth which lies underneath, and with the preciousness of the produce of the sun, and with the preciousness of the yield of many moons, from the peak of the mountains of olden time, and from the preciousness of the age-old hills, and with the preciousness of the earth and its fullness, and acceptance by him who dwelt in the bush. Let this come upon Joseph's head, and on the Nazarite crown of the head of his brothers. May the firstlings of his oxen be to his glory, and may his horns be as the horns of the buffalo. With them he shall butt various peoples all at once at the ends of the earth. And they are the tens of thousands of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And concerning Zebulun, he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, when you go out, and Issachar in your tents. They shall call various peoples to the mountain. There they will offer righteous sacrifices, for they will ingest the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. And concerning Gad, he said, Blessed is he who enlarges Gad. He dwells like a lion, and he tears off an arm, or even the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, for there a share for the lawgiver was reserved. And he went to the heads of the people, and carried out the Lord's justice, and his judgments with Israel. And concerning Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp, he shall leap from Bashan. And concerning Naphtali, he said, Naphtali is abounding in favour, and is full of the Lord's blessing. Inherit the west and the south. And concerning Asher, he said, Asher is blessed with sons. May he be favourably accepted by his brothers as he dips his foot in oil. Your bolts are of iron and copper, and as your days are, so shall your strength be. There is none like God, O Jeshurun, riding on heaven to your help, and in his majesty on the sky. The age-old God is a refuge, and beneath are age-abiding arms. And he will drive out the enemy at your advance. And he has said, destroy them. Then Israel will dwell safely alone. The eye of Jacob will be on a land of corn and new wine, and his skies will also distill dew. Happy is Israel, who is like you? A people saved by the Lord, your helping shield, who is also your majestic sword. And your enemies will feign obedience to you, and you will trample on their idolatrous raised sites.